paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
The CEO and president of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm anxious to hear about all of these hoaxes and fraud going on. Let's start with the vaccine and what's going on. What are people trying to do fraudulently with the vaccine?
Well, Bob, obviously the scammers didn't take too long to come up with this new scam. Basically, you're trying to take the crisis to take advantage of consumers, and we're hearing reports of consumers receiving calls saying they can, give us your credit card number, we can help you get a better place in line for the vaccine, or we can know a place you can get the vaccine. So just like with the pandemic hit, the scammers trying to take advantage of the situation, and really, it's just they're really exploiting the consumers right now with this vaccine that they have, and they can help them get in a better place in line. It's just really it's disheartening to hear that.
And it's mostly phony phone calls people are getting?
Phone calls and also text, and also, on the social media site. So just because your friend sends you something like a good tip or news article doesn't necessarily mean it's from your friend, because they may have been hacked in some way, and it's just mind-boggling how much energy and effort they put into this.
We keep hearing about this problem with the Illinois Department, the State Unemployment Office, and is this something that people are getting on an email? What's this all about, Steve?
Well, basically, they're a victim of identity theft. So a lot of consumers are receiving a card from IDES, Illinois Department of Employment Services, saying that you have filed for unemployment benefits when you haven't. And so basically it's identity theft. And this is probably the most I've heard complaints about a governmental agency since my time at the BBB. Even though we don't take complaints on governmental agencies, a lot of consumers have been fallen victim to this. And yesterday, actually, one of our employees received a letter as well and a card. So if you do receive a card or notify that you have somebody filed a claim on your behalf with the IDES, you need to contact the police department to file a complaint because you are a victim of identity theft, and you need to check your credit reports to make sure that you're not a victim in some other way.
And these fraudulent notices are coming through the regular mail?
Yes, they're coming through the mail. They're coming through the regular process. So the IDS is sending these cards to you, these prepaid debit cards that they put money on for you. They're coming through the mail, letting you know that you filed for unemployment benefits. And some employers are getting information on employees as well. And that's how they realize that they've been a victim. And there's many people are being victimized by this. And there's really nothing other to do to file a police report and contact IDES immediately, but also contact your state rep or your state senator, because there's so many people are complaining that it's taken 2 or 3 weeks before they get a call back from IDES. So if you do receive a card or notice, please let them know as soon as possible.
Are you still hearing about online puppy scams, Steve?
Yeah, it's a big problem. We issued a major report in 2017, and the numbers keep exploding. We already received 4,000 reports in 2020, and a lot since the pandemic hit in, obviously, March. Complaints are up 5 times what they were in 2017. There's a lot of fake breeders out there, so consumers need to do their due diligence and check out the breeder first with the Better Business Bureau, but other sources, make sure that they're trustworthy. And you may want to deal with a local breeder that you can meet the dog directly. If there's any unconventional payment methods to a breeder, like gift cards or wiring money, that's what we call the tip-off to the rip-off. And these complaints always come around the holidays. We always get a bump around the holidays with these fake offers for dogs. There's a lot of local animal shelters, a lot of local pet stores that you can purchase from. And be careful going on the Internet, because you're probably going to come up with one of these scammers. They're going to try to separate you from your money.
What's the best way to contact the Better Business Bureau?
BBB.org is our best way of contacting us, and all of our reports are on there. And also, if you do see a scam, report it to the scam tracker at the BBB to prevent this from happening to somebody else.
Steve Burness, Merry Christmas to you, my friend. Thanks for helping to keep us scam-free.
Merry Christmas to you as well, and your listeners. Thank you.
Thank you.